So we're going to be continuing a very long-running series that we've been looking at in John's Gospel, and we've been slowly going our way through chapter after chapter in John's Gospel. Jesus Christ, born in a manger, died on a cross. So at his birth, he was surrounded by wise men, shepherds, and angels. At his death, he was surrounded by criminals. Now, these are the two most recognisable events in the life of Jesus, his birth and his death. Over the next few months, we're going to look at that second one. We're going to be looking at his death on the cross, one of the best known events of his life. Now, whether you are a Christian or not, whether you are a long-term believer or not, I guarantee there is so much value in studying this, in digging down deep, looking into this, Jesus' death on the cross. It's all written. John wrote it all down, word for word. Every single word is written so that you might believe in him. And by believing, have life in his name. And that's why it's all here. And that's the value for you wherever you're at, spiritually speaking, wherever you're at in life. So I want to invite you to have that passage open for today. And I'm going to do one more prayer for us. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, you've caused all your holy scriptures to be written down for our learning. And so, Lord, as we come to you today, we pray you help us to hear them, read them, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by your Holy Spirit we may embrace and always hold fast to the joy of everlasting life, which you have given us in Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. How do we know that Jesus went willingly to the cross? That as he was led there, he was willing. See, Christians tell us that we should admire Jesus because of the cross. They tell us that we should love him. They tell us that we should trust him. But hang on, what about if the cross was something that he was forced to do or required to do? What if the cross was an accident, unintended, or something that he just had no choice in as he went there? How do we know that in being led to the cross he was willing? It makes a difference when you put it like that, doesn't it? It makes a difference when you ask it like that. Tonight's passage records Jesus' arrest, and it's a vital passage for establishing that truth. Yep, he was willing. It wasn't a disaster that somehow he got caught up in. It wasn't some disaster. It was his desire that he would go there. He wasn't some political casualty, but he set out and he pursued it actively. So John records Jesus' arrest, and in particular, three things about it, three things about his arrest we're going to look at. His knowledge of it, his authority over it, and his will for it. So his knowledge of, his authority over, and his will for his arrest, all of it adding up to the fact that he was willing. Earlier in John, he said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own accord. That is a good summary of Jesus' arrest. That sums up Jesus' arrest perfectly. I lay it down of my own accord. And so first of all then, let's look at his knowledge of it. We're looking at his arrest, and we're going to look at his knowledge of it. Have a look there at verse 1. How am I going? Is my thing working? No. Oh, here we go. It's working now. Okay, verse 1. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now, he has prepared them for what is to come, chapter 13 and 14. He told them about what is to come, 15 and 16. He prayed for it in chapter 17. And then as soon as he'd done all that, he sets out. As soon as he'd done all that stuff, he sets off. Two times in the very first verse, it says he went out. He went out to the garden, and when he got to the garden, he went into it. In other words, this is not him sneaking off into hiding. This isn't him doing the bolt. He's not a man on the run. It's the exact opposite. He's deliberately leading himself into a trap.